Vayetze Yaakov mi Beersheba. Vayelech Haran. So Yaakov went for Beersheba, and he went to Haran. Mashma, he got to Haran. Vayifka Babokri. So Trashi, he met the place, he happened upon the place. Lohiska Kosabe is a Bokim. Which Bokim? Ba Bokim. The Bokim. Eleba Bokim, Shiniska Bokim Acher. Lamai, Ba Bokim, a specific Bokim. So it must be a Bokim which you mentioned somewhere. Who Har Hamaria Shinema Boy Vayaris Ham Bokim Merochim. By the Akedah state, he called Hara Maria Habakkuk. So that's Babakkuk. He pogat that Hara Maria. Why do I say that? Well, the Rashi explains. What's Vayivka? Kemoi upoga birichoi. Upoga betaveshes. He bet. He sort of hit Yirichoi. Rabbi said the pirshu loshem tefillah. Kavoy altifku bi. Pegia can also be loshem tefillah. V'lamad v'shetikay tefillas arbis. V'shida akosim lekosim vayispalo. So ima zay vayispalo b'mokem he davened in Hara Maria. No, it changes. It says Vayivka lelamedcha shekofze loy ha'oritz kemeshim befurish beper gid anoshim to teach you something else. Het kvitzes haderech kemeshim befurish beper gid anoshim. The Gemara in Gid Anoshim in Chulin tells us Vayivka b'mokay that for Yaakov Avinu there was kvitzes haderech. Kvisas ha'oritz, actually. Kovtzalei ha'oritz. Kiva ha'shemesh. As she tells us, suddenly the shemesh went down. Shoka ha'shemesh. Vayikach me'avnei ha'mokoyim. Vayose me'ra'ashoysov. Everybody knows the drosha, the diuk here. The Moira in the kindergarten teaches you. I see a lot of times the kids come home with a little picture of a man running on a few stones, and then there's one stone. Everybody knows the drasha. Also, can be in Barasev. Itzchilu Meriva Zuim Zu. Zoysa Merisola Yoniach Tzadikis Roishoi, Zoysa Merisola Yoniach, Yad also the Kodesh Baruch Hu Evin Achas, Vizel Shenema Vayikach, Es Ho Evin, Ashesom Beira Shoiso. Over here it says, he took Me'av Nehamokim Mashma, more than one. And then he says, in the end, Vayikach Es Ho Evin. The altar from Kelm said, the Be'etzim, if we could, we should teach Chumash to children. But a person learns Chumash when he's 3 years old or 5 years old, and he learns these stories, and they remain little stories, and he remains with it for the rest of his life. His whole Mahalach is like a 3 year old, a 5 year old. The famous Maisi took a few stones, then called one stone, Valdi, and there's, right, Adkan the Sumai. This whole parasha here, Merdeke Yesoidus, Shemesh has to say to himself, Batas, Maiko Mashmalo. What is this? What is the Torah telling me that Yoniach Sadiges Roishoy, then they all became one? What's the Torah telling me? What the mice happened over here? What's this funny business? Vayishka pa boker bahu. Oyse bokem shochav. Avod yud dalet shorim sheshivesh bebeis eiver the shochav balaylo shoy oysik batoyer. First time he lay down. My story is 7 days a week he slept on the shtetl. Vayachaloy vile sula butzav arzo veroyshe bagia shomayim. And this is a gewaltige parsha for the God in it. Because you have, if you don't have the picture of the Avodim, so you have another picture of a Sulam. It goes from down here, and there's the stars, and the gewaltig, and Malachim going up and down. Yidei Malachi Elokim, Oli V'yodim Boi. Really, Hashem needs some olav fayumar. The Eibush gives him his gewaltige haftoch. Rabbi Shoy behim. Vayikatz Yaakov bishnosoi fayoyme. Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh. V'anoichi lo yodoti. Vayiro vayumar. Ma noiro ha'mokem hazeh. This mokem is full of yira shomayim. Yira. Noira Mokem Hazeh. Ain Zeh ki im Beis Elokim v'zeh Shar HaShomayim. What's the Lashon? Ain Zeh ki im Beis Elokim v'zeh Shar HaShomayim. What's he mean to say? This is the Beis Elokim and it's the Shar HaShomayim. So it should say Ain Zeh ki im Beis Elokim V'shar HaShomayim, V'shar HaShomayim. It's the Beis Elokim, the Shar HaShomayim. What's the pshat? Ein Zeh. Zeh is something you point at. Ein Zeh, ki Beis Elokim. V'zeh, mashma is something else. Shar HaShomayim. What's the pshat? So, Rashi, a long complicated Rashi. Try and learn this Rashi and see what Shteito. try be Mekatze in the Rashi. Omreb Lozer B'Shem Reb Yosef Ben Zimra. Rashi's bringing for the Medrash. Asula v'zeh oimeid v'beh sheva v'emtza shipuoy magio k'neged Beis HaMikdosh. Rashi says that Reb Lozer B'Shem Reb Yosef Ben Zimra says, quoting from the Medrash, that the bottom of this ladder was in Be'er Sheva, and the middle of the ladder was connected to Beis HaMikdosh. And he says, Be'er Sheva, I mean, B'droi B'shel Yehuda, Yerushalayim B'tzvoyno, U'Beis Kel, Oye B'tzofen, Shonachlas B'nyomim. Be'er Sheva is the south, Yerushalayim is the middle, and Beis Kel is in the north. Nimtzos of Trashi, Sulum Sheraglov, Bebe Sheva, Veroshe, Bebe Scale, Magia Etze Shibur, Negat Yerushalayim, Mimela. The top of the ladder was in Beis Kel. If the bottom was in Be Sheva, the top was in Beis Kel, the middle is Negat Yerushalayim. Ulefisha Omri Rabbi Sein. She'omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh Bo Lebeis Meloini, V'yipotev Eloini Lo. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that this Tzadik, Yaakov Avinu, came to the Beis HaMikdosh, and he should go below Lino. That's a sugi b'fnei atzmo, but Lino is a very choshev Indian in the Beis HaMikdosh. The halacha is if a person brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdosh, he has to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Lila is a sugi chashuva ma'od. A little Pesach to understand the sugi is when he fell asleep, so what happened? He saw this mare. The Lila we're talking about is not Pashta the Lila. Aba Al Kopolim. The Eibishter was makbid, he should sleep here. Vahoid, Zok Trashi, we have another Gemara. Oid Obru, Yaakov Koron Yerushalayim Beiskel. Vahoid Psochim says that Yaakov Avinu called the Beis HaMikdash, called Yerushalayim Beiskel. Avraham Avinu called it a har. Yitzchak called it a sode. Eitzel Asuch a sode. And Yaakov Avinu called it a bias. Zok Trashi, oh, but he wasn't in Yerushalayim. V'zu luzhi v'lo Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, "Tu psukim vayikra shem abokim bahu beis keil ulav luz shevo el arishayna." It wasn't Yerushalayim. He called it beis keil, but it was luz. U'beheichon lamdan loy makay. How did Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu called Yerushalayim Beis Kel? He called Luz Beis Kel. So Rashi, to answer all these kashas, Oy Brandi, Shedeka Har HaMeriyu Bolekari. And actually what happened to Meri Tekades. Har HaMeriyu left Yerushalayim and came to Beis Kel, in the north of Yerushalayim, it was north of Yerushalayim. V'zuhi kvitzas aderech ha'aburah b'shchitzas chulin. And that's the kvitzas aderech that we're talking about in chulin. A very special kvitzas aderech, and I saw kvitzas aderech, that the mokum was kofetz towards him. Shebo beis hamikdash nikrosoi at Beis Kel. The Beis HaMikdash came towards him in Beis Kel. V'zeo vayifka b'mokum. And now, vayifka's kipshutoi. He met the mokum. Da'aynu. Well, we'll see. In toima, kesh'ova Yaakov al Beis HaMikdash, madu aleikvu shom. So now, how did he go? He went from vayetze Yaakov b'eshova. He went out from Be'eshova. He went past Yerushalayim. Then he went past Beis Kel and he got to Choron. And now you're telling me, in Beis Kel, Har HaMeriyu came to him. Well, if Har HaMeriyu came to him in Beis Kel, he'd passed Har HaMeriyu already. So Trashi, Iyu lo yoev libe li spalo b'mokim shispalo lo avoysov u'min ha-shamayim yakvuhu. He didn't realize, for whatever reason, also this whole part of Rashi is also a sugya of Biflei Atzma. He wasn't basim leiv to daven there. He wasn't basim leiv. He won't get the siyata d'shmaya to stop him. Habo letai mesayi lo yisoyin. He wasn't basim leiv himself. Then bin ha-shamayim, they're not going to be ma'akiv. You could miss this whole gvaltiga gilui. Yoev libe, if a person himself has to do something himself in Ruchnius. There's no free gifts in Ruchnius. If he wasn't Yoev Libe himself, Bid HaShavayim, there would be Ma'akiv. I'll call upon him. What happened? Iyu ad Choron Oza. He got to Choron. As it stated in the Pasuk Kipshuto now. Vayetzi mibesheva, vayelech Chorono. He got to Choron. Vayelech Chorono. He went to Choron. I went past the Mokim Shispanalu Avoisa, it wasn't Mispalel. Efshe, he was too fatigued from the running away from Esav, whatever reason, only in Choron was he Nisoyre. That he'd gone past the Mokim Shispanalu Avoisai. Yoiv died to the Meda. So he decided he's going back. V'chazar ad Beis Kel. And he got back to Beis Kel. He's going back to Yerushalayim. V'kofzaloi ha'oretz. And Har HaMeriyu came to him. Nimtza, what's Rashi saying? There are two things here. The Choshev parts of Rashi we need for our Sunday. Number one, how was the Sulam placed? The Sulam, the feet of the Sulam were in Be'er Sheva, The top of the sulam was in base scale, and the middle of the sulam was in Keneged Yerushalayim, Keneged the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Lashon, says Rashi, of Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, but he says the Shipu'oi, which means the slant of the ladder, was Keneged the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, what actually happened? That's the story. Yaakov Avinu went out from Be'er Sheva, gets to Charan, realizes in Charan that he's been over the Mokum Shispalanu Avosai, decides to come back to be mispalel there. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a special kvitzas aderech, and Har HaMaria met him in Beis Kel. Where was Yaakov Avinu when this dream took place? In Beis Kel. Or he was in Yerushalayim. Dahainu, he was in both places at once. Dahainu was in Beis Kel, and Yerushalayim was in Beis Kel. You'll tell me, I don't understand how, if you're in Beis Kel, you can't be in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim in Beis Kel, to two different places. Here we're talking about something very special happened to Yaakov Avinu. Maral explains that this is a sug nes, which we find in other places as well, where he went into a different world, a world of ruchnius, where the klolim of Mokum don't apply, and Yaakov Avinu was in two places at once. Also, I got the sugya. Leave that sugya, but that's just so you should understand. He was in two places at once. What's the important thing that Rashi is telling us? That he was in two places at once. He was in the Beis HaMikdash came to him, and he's in Luz, he's in Beis Kel, and he's in Yerushalayim at the same time. Come say, hey, the Ramban. The Ramban asks a lot of questions on Rashi. He says there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says Shlusha Kofzalei Haoretz, Yoya Ben Sruya, Eliezer Eved Avraham, and Yaakov Avinu. And what was Eliezer's Fitzis Haderech? He went very quickly. He says that Parashchai. Sorry, he told them for over Hayoyim El Haoyim, Hayoyim Yatzosi Vayoyim Bosi. He went very quickly. Nothing moved in the Haoretz. He had what colloquially we all say, Kvitzas Aterech, he and his camels moved very quick. And he got in one day a journey which should have taken him a lot longer. Zogter Abad. But it also makes the same type of Kvitzas Aterech, so I have Yaakov Avinu. So, where do you get the idea, says the Rabban? The actual Mokum is moving. The Mokum is Koyfetz. The Mensch is Koyfetz, not the Mokum. And the Ramban has another Kasha. The Medrash, which Rashi is quoting, brings two deals. Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, which is what Rashi brings, it says that the Sula was in Be'er Sheva. The Shipu'oi, that's the Lashon, is Keneged the Beis HaMikdash. That's one daya. And the second daya is Reb Yehuda Reb Simon, who says that the Raglov Shel HaSulam were in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shipu'oi was Magia at the Beis Kel. He says there's no shita like Rashi that the sulam went from Be'er Sheva to Beis Kel. There's a shita that the sulam went from Be'er Sheva to the Beis HaMikdash, or from the Beis HaMikdash to Beis Kel. But Rashi says this, the ladder spanned the whole distance. Says the Rabban. The Shipu'oi means the top of the ladder. Because, says the Ramban, what's the difference where the middle of the ladder is? Rashi puts into the Lashon tzashipu'oi in Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. He said the middle, the shipu'oi means it was the middle of the ladder. And the middle of the ladder was connected the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra. Says the Rabban, what's the nafkamina at the middle of the ladder? What's the tachis of a ladder? The tachis of a ladder is you need to go from here to up there. So you put the ladder where you are, and you have the top of the ladder has to reach where you want to get to, and you climb up the ladder and you get to where you want to get to. What's the nafkamina at the middle of the ladder? The middle of the ladder is irrelevant. Davos, people learn the Rabban, and they remain lots of kashas on Rashi, but realize the Rabban's also very shver. Because if you learn like the Rabban, you have to say, by Yikra Shema, Mokeva Hu Peiske, will not use Shema here, Lori Shoino. It says, Vayashkev Yaakov Aboike, Vayikach Eso Eben Asher Sombe Rasho, So Vayosim Oiso Matseva. Where did he make this matzeva? The pashtus is the place where he was. Lufi the Rabban, you have to say, that's claw. He did not make this matzeva in Beersheba. The pashtus is that this matzeva is the Evin Ashtir in the Beis HaMikdash. So Lufi the Rabban, you have to say, that he picked up the Evin and trotted off to Yerushalayim and put down the Evin and set it up there in Yerushalayim and did this whole Avodah, which is certainly not Mashma, the Pashas of the Psukim. Elamai, he has his Kashas, not Mashma of the Medrash, like Rashi saying, and Shloisha Kofsavei Maderech Mashma, the whole Kvitzah Maderech the same. First of all, the Kvisis HaDerech. Each time, Rashi says, V'zui Shrikovtza HaDerech Sha'omru Rabbi Seinu B'chui. The Shloi Shrikovtza HaDerech is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Rashi's Madgish, the Kvisis HaDerech we're talking about here, is a different sugya. It's a sugya in Gidanoshe, not the sugya in Sanhedrin. Can't hear it. The Rashi is telling us there are two types of Kvitzas HaDerech. And Yaakovino had two types of Kvitzas HaDerech. The Kvitzas HaDerech of Sanhedrin, the same Kvitzas HaDerech as Eliezer had. Enoch HaNavi. He went to Chorob. According to the Medrash, they bring the Kofsel HaDerech, that he went to Chorob the same one day. So that's the Kofsel HaDerech. Or when he was Yoiv died in Lachzor, so there was the Eliezer type Kvitzas HaDerech, and he came from Chorom back to Beis Kehil. That was a regular Kvitzas HaDerech. He came very quickly, a journey of Kama Yomim. He did very quickly. Abbas Nocha Kvitzas HaDerech, a different sugya, the sugya in Cholin. And that's a Meyuchadika Kvitzas HaDerech. There Rashi says, what's Kofza HaDerech? Kofza HaOretz, rather. What's the Lashon Kofza? He says, like it says, Losik Boitz Yodcha. To go like this, to make something small, tight. Is Har HaMaria, over there is where Har HaMaria came to Beis Kehil. That's another Kvitzas HaDerech. There are two types of Kvitzas HaDerech over here. Says Rashi, that you see from here that there were two things. He was in two places. He was in Luz, and he called the Beis HaMikdash Beis Kehil. So you must say that the Beis HaMikdash was also in Luz, Mishas Maisa. How do we have such a thing? Har HaMaria was Kofet. But this is Rashi over here, and now I understand why it says Vayivka, because Vayivka means to meet. Yaakov Avinu is coming this way, Har HaMaria came this way, and they met. Where did they meet? In Beis Kehil. Rashi, you see, learned the Medrash, but the Medrash says the Shipua was connected to Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. Rashi learned that there's an extreme significance to the middle of the ladder. Shipua means Epta Shipua, says Rashi. Aye, what about Rabbi Yehuda? What's he hold? He holds the Emtza Shipua was in base camp. Yeah, the feet of the ladder were in Yerushalayim, and the Shipua was in base camp. And where was the top of the ladder? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the top of the ladder was in Shamayim, further up. But the Emtza was base camp. Oh, but Rashi's going to put all these Chazalim together with Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra learns Rashi that the feet of the ladder was in Beersheba and the top of the ladder was in Beis Ken. And the Emtza was the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Emtza moved to Beis Ken. Not the Emtza of the ladder, but the Beis HaMikdash moved to the ladder. It says Rashi is Choshev Choshev the Emtza. Oh, all this Choshev. What's the chashivas of the Emtza? Explains the Gu'ari. This sulam was miyusad in Aret and reached Shamayim. This sulam is telling us, this whole Mara is telling us, that one can connect Aret to Shamayim. One could be Mechabel, the Olam HaGashmi with the Olam HaRuchmi. And the Olam HaGashmi is just a hechatimtza from where you can get to the Olam HaRuchmi. From the Olam HaGashmi, there's a ladder which reaches at Shomayim. Where the significance of these places? Number one, Be'er Sheva. That's where the feet were. That's Aschol. Shomayim is Beis Kev. But how does this ladder go? What is the point which connects, the point which connects the top of the ladder to the bottom of the ladder, the middle of the ladder? The middle is the connection. The Beis HaMikdash is the ikar point of the connection. The Beis HaMikdash has Bechinas Aretz and Bechinas Shamayim. And he brings a Meridik Araya. A Gvarik Subis. Gvarik Subis says, Daf Hey. Dorash Bar Kapora. Gdoi lim maise tzadikim yosim im maise shamayi v'oretz. Di ilu be maise shamayi v'oretz. Ksiv af yodi yosta oretz. V'imini tibcha shamayi. By maise shamayi v'oretz, the creation of Shamayim Va'aretz, the Pasuk says that my hand, which when you've got a yad and a yamin in the same Pasuk, the yad is the yad smile, my left hand was Miyaseid Aretz, and my right hand stretched out the Shamayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I created the Aretz HaGashmi with my left hand, and Shamayim HaRuchni with my right hand. Ve'ilu b'maisei yedeim shel tzadikim k'siv. B'maisei tzadikim, says Bar Kapora, is more than that. Because by the maisei tzadikim state, mochoy l'shivtecha po'alto Hashem. Mikdosh Hashem, koinenu yodecha. Yodecha is loshen rabbi. The mikdosh, the Beis HaMikdosh, was made with two yodai. The hainu, let's go very simply and say that the right hand is much stronger than the left hand. If the left hand made Aretz and the right hand made Shamayim, Komash Malon Shamayim is more than Aretz. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shalom made Aretz and he made Shamayim. Aretz is Bechinas Smoil and Shamayim is Bechinas Yamin. And then there's the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash was made with both hands. The Beis HaMikdash has both Bechinas. It has Bechiras Aretz, and it has Bechiras Shamayim. It is very poshut why it has both. Where is the Beis HaMikdash now? Well, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but where's Har HaMaria now? As far as we know, it's probably still down the road in Yerushalayim. It's here in Aretz. It's a Bokim in Aretz. What happens when there's a Beis HaMikdash? The Shekhinah comes and is showing it there. Shekhinah is from Shamayim. But the Bayis is Ma'aretz. It's the Mokum where Shamayim and Aretz meet. It's the Mokum where the Shekhinah is Shoyre Ma'aretz. But the Mokum where a Yid can go, a Mokum in Aretz can go and be Oile to be close with the Shekhinah. It's the Mokum where a Yid can go to Bechina Shamayim. Says Rashi, it's the middle of the ladder. That is the point, how you go from Aretz to Shamayim. There is Bechiras Aretz, that's Bechiras Be'er Sheva. There's Bechiras Shamayim Mamish Beis Kel. And then there's a Bechina of the Chibur, where the two come together, that's the Beis HaMikdosh. Rather, a similar type of ness that happens over here, that Har HaMaria moved, used to happen in the Beis HaMikdash when Yidden came on Yom Tov. Yisrael were oimdim tzvufim in the Azara, umishtachavim revochim. They're all standing squeezed together, and then when they were mishtachaveh, there was space for everyone to be mishtachaveh. They're saying, Kasha, how's that happen? Teretz is, Zog the Baral, the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum, which can be oile into a different klal, into a different world. But the Beis HaMikdash can do that, the Beis HaMikdash can move from Har HaMaria to Beis Kem. In this Mara, Yaakov Avinu was shown that it's shaya for a yid to be oile from the Aretz to Shamayim, and to take the Beis HaMikdash even with him to Shamayim. And Davka, the Rebbeinu Shalom, wanted this Mara to happen in Beis Kel, which is connected the Shar HaShamayim, and in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbeinu Shalom showed him the Beis HaMikdash can come to Beis Kel, because the Beis HaMikdash is Aretz or Shamayim, or just the Mokum HaChibur, or even where a Yid can go to the Beis HaMikdash and be Oile to Shamayim. So the Beis HaMikdash came to Beis Kel. And Davke, the Rebbeinu Shalom, wanted this Barah to be in both places at once. When he started coming back from Choron, he had Kvisas HaDerech. Had Kvisas HaDerech, regular Kvisas HaDerech. Then why couldn't he go to the Beis HaMikdash already? Why couldn't he come back to Yerushalayim? He's already flying with Kvitzus HaDerech, Levala Min HaTeva. Go back to Yerushalayim. No! He has to be in Beis Kel. He has to be in Bechira Shamayim for this to happen. Not in Har HaMaria. Har HaMaria has to come to Beis Kel. He has to be in two places at once. So the Kvitzus HaDerech, Eliezer's type Kvitzus HaDerech, brought him to Beis Kel, and then Shchitas Chulin, Hidaloshes, brought HaMaria to Beis Kel. Lelamedcha, that the Mokum Achibu of Aretz to Shamayim, a Yid can be Oile there and go to Shamayim. And that's what he said. And there's Kipshuto now. Vayira vayoyma ma nora noira mokum haze. Ein ze ki im beis elikim. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Veze luz is Shar HaShamayim. There were two places. There were two places. Ze veze. Be'er Sheva was the Be'er. The bottom of this ladder, the Malochim Oilim V'Yoradim, the bottom of this ladder is where the Shefa comes. The Shefa came to Be'er Sheva. There was Be'eros. There was Mayim. Mayim is Chayim. Mayim is, in this world, makes everything grow. That's the bottom of the ladder. Oh, but it was also a Be'er. A Be'er springs up. Be'er Sheva is the mokum which can receive the bracha, and from there you start to be oile. The Iker mokum for us to be oile is the Beis Hamikdash. And from the Beis Hamikdash, that's the chibur where a yid could get from Olam Hazeh to Shamayim. Rashi says the Shipu'oi. Why does Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra say the Shipu'oi was in Connected the Beis Hamikdash? If like the Ramban learns, he should say the Roishoi was by it. The Shipu'oi means the slant. Says Rashi, it's Bedavke. It's the emtza of the Shipu'oi. I, Rabbi Yehuda, learned differently. He's not bringing Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learned that the emtza was in Beis Kel, and you could go even higher. He's not bringing Rabbi Yehuda. He's going like Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra answers all the kashas. When did this Meridika Maisel take place? After 14 years of steiging away. And after 14 years of steiging away, with this tremendous gilui, there was another nest which took place. The Avne Amokim became one. Whether the Gan Eden understands was Nigdo Mesupkani Ma'oid. But the Mesilas Yeshorim tells us the significance of this nest. We spoke a few weeks ago about this yonus that people have. And the kol in yoni ha'olam nisyonus heim la'odam. And the Mesilas Yesharim tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu somis ha'odam b'mokim she'rabim b'y marchikim oysa mimenu yisparah v'heim heim ha'tayves ha'chomri ois v'nimtza she'hu Musa beemis v'soicha milchoma achazok ki kol in yoni oilam bein latoy bein amutav v'hine heim nisyonis la'odam. And we mentioned, we spoke Barichas, Nisyonis of the Holy Yisod of a mensch to grow. And here, Mr. Yisharim is telling us that every Indian, any interaction with Olam Hazeh, is an Nisayon. Any matzav we find ourselves is, what I type to the word Nisayon, is a challenge. How you misyaches to Ashiras, how you misyaches to Aniyas, how you misyaches to Shaba, how you misyaches to Yisurin, how you misyaches to a davening, how you misyaches to a meal, how misyaches to a seder, and how you misyaches to a shir. Kol inyanei ha'olam nisyonus heilam. It's a shver matzav. The Rebbeinu Shlomo put us in a mokum she rabin boy amarchikim oisoi. But then he says, "Vintamik oid ba'inyan tira." Rabbeinu Shem didn't create the Adam in such a b'di'evit matzav. It sounds like from this first paragraph that we want to fly away from here. We want to be in a mokum sherabi bo marchikim. Okay, nisyonis, nisyonis, you steig and you grow. Nisayda. Out of you to be aided, he day nisay, the lovely day bizay. Which the choir is going on the nisyonis hamyuchada, is like Avraham Avinu had. Otherwise, what's the chat? Kolin yoni ha'olam nisyonis heim la'adam. How can we daven out of you the day nisay? We're in olam hazeh. We've rather got nisyonis. Kolin yoni elabai the nisyonis hamyuchadais. Oh, but then he tells us, no, it's not such a bad place. In tamik oid badov, if you be misamik in what life's all about in this world, tire ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam, be'etzem the physical world was created for the Adam to use. Amnam, hinei uomi b'shikul gadol, true, nisyonis is still here. כי באדם נמשך אחר אוילה מישרחי מבוירה, איף he's a big bald tiver, or even a little bald tiver. And he's nimshach achar ha'olam. And he's enticed by this world, by the zachni in this world. Le'elo chanami is misrachik, like I told you. It's Rabbi Marchikim boim imenu. Hinei hu miskalkel o mekalkel ha'olam imoi. And then the mensch himself is miskalkel. He wasn't created to be a fresser. He wasn't, the Adam wasn't created to come into this world and just be nene from Hanoz Gashmiyos. And if that's his life, then he's miskalke. What's the point of Prius Adam? Nebach. Those people who live to eat. Nebach. You can live to eat as long as you can live, if that's called a life. Chazal say, Rishoyim b'chayim green mason. If all you do is you fress and you fress, and you build up your goof, you've done a big toivah to the toiloim in the kever. There's more for them to eat. You can't take the steak with you, and you can't take the movies with you, and you can't take all the narishkeit with you. It's not shaykh. Who miskalkil and mekalkil and imot? Aber im shoylet ba'atzmai, if he shoylet on himself, ve'nidbak ba'boyro, ומשתמש מן העולם רק להיות לו לסיוע לעבוד בוירו. If he uses the world, he has to eat, and he eats healthily, and he has to sleep, and he sleeps healthily, and he has to be Isaac in the olam agashmi, because he has a goof, and all these things he does l'shem shamayim. He does it in order to be nidbak leboiroi, who misale v'oile matzo misale imoi. He's oile. That's the whole yisod of nisyonos, to be oile. And the whole world is oile. Why? Because now he is using the physical world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, to be oived Hashem. He's changed this world into a mokum of freserai, to a mokum of kedusha, a mokum for avodas Hashem. He's changing the whole world. And he brings three riyas. So the second riya is the ganenitz maisa with the stones. Ubeidyan avle amokim shelokach Yaakov v'somer ha-shoysav omru omreb Yitzhok melamichis kapsu kulon amokim echad v'oysav kolach ha-soyim meres ola yonir tzadik esrosh. What state do in this maisa? Sheyom meredi kazach. Yaakov Avinu, after 14 years of studying in Torah, Yaakov Avinu takes stones, rocks, poshet doimeims. Didn't know seichel. What's the pshat? Kol echad oimer olai yonir tzadik yisroishay. What's the pshat? Do they have a pair? Do they have seichel? What do they mean? They all want to be by the seichel, by the rosh of the tzadik. Teretz is, the Gurari explains, that when Yaakov Avinu uses Oilem Azeh al pi sichloi, al pi his seichel, he takes Oilem Azeh, he takes a doimim in Oilem Azeh and uses it, the tzorchai, then he is ma'ached everything that he's using. Says the Gurari, whether you learn as Kipshutai, that they actually fused into one stone, or they didn't. And what it means that, I says, it could be the central Eben, Taki, which in the end was under his head. Or he says, it's more Mistaba, why not? It could all have come into one. The Bereshit was Megale, Bechush, Belemaisa, what was happening here. Yaakov Avinu is using Oilam Hazeh to help his Avodas Hashem. He needs to protect himself from the Chayas Royas. He's taking in Yonim and Oilam Hazeh. But his Seichel, his Kedusha, his Madrege, is Ach V'Rach to use all these things for Oilam Hazeh. He's changed the Gashmius of Olam Hazeh to Ruchnius. It's all become one. And that's the Ikar Nekuda that the Ben Torah, who uses Olam Hazeh correctly, is Ma'achet the whole of Olam Hazeh. And even if the Ben Torah is not Zoicha to have a Gilu like Yaakov Avinu, but the Ben Torah is Ma'achet everything. Because the Ben Torah is Mechabe Shomayim Naharetz. Is Mechabe Ruchnis with Gashmias. This Gemara in Ksubis is interesting to Gemara. We explained that the Gemara tells us that the Beis Hamikdash was created with two hands. Correct, that's what the Pasuk says. Mikdash Hashem Koninu Yadecha. Oh, but the Gemara doesn't say it's the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says, G'doylim Maise Tzadikim Yosemi Maise Shomayim Va'aretz. And brings a raya from the Mikdash. So, Rashi, Mikdash, Maisi de Tzadikim. The Mikdash is Maisi de Tzadikim. How? You bring a raya from the Mikdash to Maisi Tzadikim. Teretz is. When the Maisi Tzadikim is Geois Gehalten, Alpi Torah. If everything that the Tzadik does is Alpi Torah, then the Maisa Tzadikim is a Mikdash. Mikdash Hashem Konunu Yodecha. The Maisa Tzadikim is the Mikdash. Because the Maisa Tzadikim is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. And when the Tzadik, the Ben Torah, uses Olam Hazeh exactly like HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to use Olam Hazeh, then he's being Mekadesh Olam Hazeh. And he's using Olam Hazeh has now become two hands instead of one hand. Hazeh, Oretz, is one hand, granted the spoil. That's Oretz, that's Gashmias. Shamayim? Shamayim is something else. Shamayim is Yemini. Oh, but there's a ladder which is Mechabed the two. There's a mark where the two come together. The two hands come together. The two bechinas come together. Oretz and Shamayim come together. What is that? The Beis HaMikdash. It's the Beis HaMikdash and it's the Beis HaTzadik. Because the Tzadik is the Beis HaMikdash. The Tzadik himself, the Ben Torah, is Mechaber Oretz with Shamayim. How? By using everything in Sholeit, in Sholeit Ba'atzmai. If what he uses is Valpi, his Shlita, what's his Shlita? How's he Sholeit Al'atzmai? His Taibas are telling him here, his Taibas are telling him there. The answer is, how's he Sholeit Ba'atzmai? Valpi is Seichel. Valpi Seichel? What's a Seichel? How do I know what to use and what not to use? Ach Barak Valpi HaTorah. Seichel HaTorah. Can you know how to use everything in this world? There's no other way of doing it. You have these people who want to be holy. You've got monks who claim they're being holy. They go into a monastery and they're poiresh, so they claim al kolponim from olam hazeh v'chule. What really goes on there? You have near Yerushalayim is a monastery where a group of monks, I don't know how many there now, they decided they would become a Tanis Diva for the rest of their lives. Don't say a word. How do they get on with anything? I don't know if he's still there. But they had one monk who was a Mishumet, a Yid. Keep a Yid's mouth closed. He's the spokesman for the thing. He was the spokesman, whatever it is, something. He was the guy who could speak. He got in there. The Kabul da this thing. Al Tanai that he can speak whenever he wants. Gavaldik al Koponim. That's a Yid. Aber Nebach, the poor goyim there. Stum can't say anything the rest of their lives. That's kedusha. Torah says you keep your mouth closed and never speak. Chas v'shon. A kol kol Yaakov, kol Torah, kol Tefillah. To be ma'ode, to do a chesed. How many mitzvahs we do with Dibur? Yeah, you can plapple away and do sorts of averas. So the Torah tells you, this is mutter, this is asa, this is a mitzvah. Torah tells us when to speak and how to speak. We've had a bunch of Meshugayim in India who claim that they want to do be holy. There's all sorts of crazy preachers, mamish, frightening preachers. I read an article once, one of them decided he's never going to lie down. 24/7. He sleeps standing up. His legs are completely finished. That's what Eibishter gave you a guf for, to destroy the guf. And another one took a vow, he's going to keep his right hand up in the air for 10 years. He's destroyed his right hand. That's what Eibishter gave you a hand for, to destroy the guf. Torah teaches us the chibur of Gashmis and Ruchmi is how to use the guf and use it to be a sulam oile shamayim. Rusha magia shamayim. The sulam for us is Torah. Rather, sulam they bring in Svarim is Gematria Sinai. The Torah which we got from Sinai was Megale to us how to go. Rush. The raglav are here by Oretz and how to be oile shamayim. When a yid does that, sholit al atzmo, and everything he uses is correct al pi Torah, he's ma'achet the whole bria. Everything becomes one. You have a billion people, a bit more now, a lot more, running around in China. They know nothing from nothing. They're busy making all sorts of things. Go out there. They're making their money and v'chule v'chule. And some of the things which they make, it used to be the only thing they made which was rice. Now everything's made in China. Nobody else is doing anything in the world except the Chinese. So everybody else is just doing business with them. The rice which they produce. And some of that rice goes to a yeshiva. And the yeshiva serves up that rice at lunchtime. And a bacha eats the rice. And now he has koyach to learn afternoon seder. He's given a schus kim the guns of China. He's ma'achid the whole world. Now China is part of all the Chinese. They don't know it. They don't have to know it. They don't have to become one like Yaakov Avinu was soichet to. But amazing, he's been ma'achid. Everything in the Gashmistika world is now using it for Avodas Hashem. Halavai would only be used for Avodas Hashem. Oh, he's ma'achid all bria. Vahu oilev ha'oilem oilem imoy. So gvaltig alimud these avonim. The doimimim. You're tied in some of the Chinese. No efshir yet. Oh, but doimimim. And you could be the Ben Torah, could be ma'achid, doimimim, the whole doimim of this world, and be ma'achid it to a beautiful binyan of Avodas Hashem. What's the nekuda in sholeit ba'atzmoi? Is it sholeit ba'atzmoi or not sholeit ba'atzmoi? If it's sholeit ba'atzmoi, a yid could be oile la'shamay. A yid could be in the Beis Hamikdash, he could be in Beis Kel, he could be in Luz. Zeh Beis Elokim, Zeh Shar HaShomayim. That's where a yid is. He's oile, 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 derech HaTorah. But b'chas v'sholem, if not. But Ben Torah has to ask himself, on everything he's doing, am I doing this correct al pi Torah? This Indian that I have over here, is it correct al pi Torah? Or is this not? Is my life one life, one heaven? Or I have different zachen? I'm in the world of Rabbi Marchikim by Mimenu Yisbarach Shemai. And I'm enjoying those Marchikim. All the electronical zachen. When a mensch uses all these machines,
the little machines and the big machines, the ones he can walk around in his pocket, the ones he can't walk around in his pocket. It's gewaltig. I get Torah any time on my phone. Yeah, Torah any time, but which time do you use the Torah? You can get something else as well any time. I have it for Nyonim of Kedusha. Except when I'm not using it for Kedusha. You can ask any Shaila to the internet. Gvaldi, Kedusha Mamish. Any Shaila you can ask. Not only Shaila Lalochim. Rachmona Litznon. I'm in the middle of being misdaad when somebody told me there's a video of Rabbi Yoshiv, or what do they call it? YouTube, that's what I'm saying, Facebook, these things. Gvaldig! Well, Rabbi Yoshiv didn't have one of these. It doesn't seem in that picture that he has somewhere. He seems to be hovering over a Gemara. I don't think he had one of those things. He didn't need it. He knew everything. He didn't need the beginning. I need this machine killer. Yeah, Rachmon and it's not. And what else when he's looking at these things? What else is on there? Kulay Kodesh. The Drosha Rav Shach as well. Ah, Meridik. How the Satan gets into our guts and takes a Ventura and throws him down. Whom is Kalkel Umakalkel is a oilam kuloi imoi Rachmana Litznon Vimushoilet Baatsmoi? Then Pungfakert, he'll tell me no. He uses the machines, he shoilet alatsmoi. Towards the end of the Perig Aleph. Says Kfi Ashio. Kfi Ashio Ashe Kovash is Yitzro Vetavoisov. That's the first thing. Venizrachik Minamachiki Boiso Mehatoy. Venishtadli Dovik Boy, Kenyasigo Yismach Boy. How much of a person Nizrachik Minamachiki? When a person he runs away from all these machine killers. He doesn't have any shaykhs. Don't tell me there's a filter schmilter. Somebody told me who knows. Bachrim today can break any filter you want to put on. No, you'll tell me, I'm sholit ba'atzmoy. Is this a marchiki voisoy be'etzim? If you're nisrachim mirna marchikim, then in oilam abo there's a big nafkemina. In Olam Haba, you're going to have a place where all the people who are misrachik from all these machine kalach. And that's the place you're going to want to be. There you'll find Rav Yoshiv, and there you'll find all the Gedolei Hador. There may be another chelik in Olam Haba, where the people who weren't misrachik. No, you want to be there? I guarantee there's another chelik, not in Olam Haba. Where all the people who weren't Nisrachik. You want to be there? Chas v'shalom. It's a Nisayan. Nisayan is give us the kach to grow. Fi Ashia she Nisrachik min amarchikim. And you shoylet al atzmoy. She kovash is yitzu v'tavoy sov. And Nisrachik min amarchikim oisoy. That's how far you go up the ladder, and that's how much a yid can get to base Elokim v'zeh shara shomayim.